It was just a matter of days before his resurrection. Jesus and three of his closest disciples had retreated to Mount Tabor. As they ascended the mountain, there was an air of anticipation. The disciples, curious and eager, wondered what awaited them at the summit. The scenery, when they reached the mountaintop, was breathtaking. To the west, they could make out an outline of the Carmel Range, with its densely forested slopes and the azure waters of the Mediterranean Sea glistening beyond. The towns of Nazareth and Cana were visible in the distance. To the east, they could see the Jordan River meandering through the valley, from the Sea of Galilee to the Dead Sea. With clear skies, they could see the snow-capped peak of Mount Hermon, standing majestically in the north. But there was something more profound in the air, a tangible presence of divine significance. Jesus, aware of the transformative moment that was about to unfold, turned to his disciples with a gentle smile. His eyes shimmered with a mixture of love and purpose. Peter, James, and John, though unsure of what was happening, trusted their teacher implicitly and prepared their hearts for whatever lay ahead. Suddenly, as if the sun itself had descended upon them, Jesus' countenance radiated with a brilliance they had never witnessed before. His face shone like the noonday sun, and his garments became as white as pure snow. It was a sight beyond comprehension, a glimpse into the divine nature of their beloved rabbi. And then, as if to join Jesus in the celestial moment, two figures appeared beside him. Moses, the great lawgiver, and Elijah, the mighty prophet, stood in the presence of the Son of God. The disciples were overcome, their hearts fluttering with a mixture of reverence and wonder. Peter, always quick to speak, exclaimed, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us build three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But before he could finish, a brilliant cloud overshadowed them, and a voice echoed from its depths, saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." The disciples fell to the ground, trembling with a holy fear. In that sacred moment, Jesus approached them, his gentle touch bringing comfort to them. "Get up," he said, "and do not be afraid." As they rose to their feet, the glory of the transfigured Jesus gradually receded. It was time to descend the mountain and resume their earthly journey. The disciples' hearts were aflame, their minds abuzz with questions and revelations. As they walked, Jesus spoke to them, explaining that Moses, as the giver of the law, and Elijah, as a representative of the prophets, appeared to testify to the divine authority of Jesus and his fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies.
Welcome to episode 645 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. All week, we have been exploring Jesus in the book of Exodus in our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. Today is our last day in the second book of the Bible. More than 1,000 years before Jesus encountered Moses and Elijah walking and talking with them on the Mount of Transfiguration, Moses lived an extraordinary life. He was born a slave, became prince of Egypt, then he was forced to flee into the wilderness, before returning as a deliverer. In the grand tapestry of God's redemptive plan, we find Moses and Jesus woven together in a remarkable way. Through their parallel experiences and roles, Moses becomes a striking type, or foreshadowing, of the coming of Jesus, who fulfilled and surpassed the significance of Moses' life and ministry. Both Moses and Jesus had extraordinary births. Moses was born during a time when Pharaoh had ordered the death of all Hebrew male infants, but he was saved when his mother placed him in a basket and set him adrift on the Nile River. Jesus, too, had a miraculous birth, being born to the Virgin Mary through the Holy Spirit. Jesus was also condemned to death as a child. Herod the Great had ordered the death of all Hebrew male infants in Bethlehem. Jesus escaped when he and his family fled. Yes, to Egypt, the place where Moses had grown up. Moses was chosen by God to deliver the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, leading them to the promised land. Jesus came as the ultimate savior, delivering humanity from the bondage of sin and offering eternal salvation to all who believe in him. Moses faced rejection and disbelief from his own people, the Israelites, at various points in his life. Similarly, Jesus was rejected and faced opposition from his own people, the Jews, who did not fully accept him as the Messiah. However, both Moses and Jesus found acceptance among those who recognized their divine calling and followed them faithfully. Moses served as a mediator between God and the Israelites, receiving the law and interceding on their behalf when they sinned. Jesus, as the perfect mediator, intercedes for believers before the Father, advocating for their salvation and forgiveness. Moses performed remarkable miracles, such as turning the Nile into blood, parting the Red Sea, and securing water from a rock that he struck. Jesus, too, performed extraordinary signs and wonders, including healing the sick, raising the dead, and feeding thousands with a few loaves and fishes. These miracles demonstrated their divine authority and power. Moses received the law from God on Mount Sinai and delivered it to the Israelites. Jesus, in his ministry, not only upheld the law but also revealed its deeper spiritual meaning and fulfilled it through his life, death, and resurrection. Both Moses and Jesus experienced significant moments of transfiguration. Moses encountered God on Mount Sinai, and his face radiated with the glory of God. Jesus, too, was transfigured before Peter, James, and John on a mountain, with his face shining like the sun, and his clothes becoming dazzling white. And, who was one of two Old Testament characters present for that transfiguration? None other than Moses. These events revealed their divine connection and the presence of God with them. Throughout the Old Testament, Moses prophesied about a future prophet who would be like him. Here is a dramatic retelling from his valedictory speech to his people as they are about to enter the promised land.
"My fellow Israelites, hear me now as I stand before you, for I have been granted a vision, an extraordinary revelation from the Lord our God. The words I speak to you today bear great significance, for they pertain to the future and the promise of true salvation. In the depths of the wilderness, as we wandered for 40 years, the Lord spoke to me, revealing a wondrous truth that shall shape the course of history. He foretold of a time when a prophet would arise, one like me, a fellow Israelite, chosen and anointed by God himself. This prophet shall be filled with divine wisdom and power. He will be a mouthpiece for the Almighty, speaking words of truth, love, and salvation. The Lord will put his words in this prophet's mouth, and he will teach us the ways of righteousness and guide us into eternal life. When that time comes, embrace him with open arms, for he is the fulfillment of our ancient prophecies, the embodiment of God's love and redemption."
This retelling is based on Deuteronomy 18 verse 15. In the New Testament, this verse is referenced in Acts 3 verses 22 to 23 and Acts 7 verse 37, where it is applied to Jesus as the ultimate prophet. John 1 verse 17, "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." In this verse, Jesus is contrasted with Moses. While Moses delivered the law to the people of Israel, Jesus brought grace and truth. It highlights the superiority of Jesus' ministry and the new covenant he established. In Hebrews 3 verses 1 to 6, the writer of Hebrews compares Jesus to Moses, emphasizing Jesus' superiority. It states that Jesus is worthy of more glory than Moses, just as a builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. The passage goes on to highlight the faithfulness of Jesus as the Son over God's house, drawing a parallel between Moses' faithfulness as a servant in God's house. Father, as we reflect on the life of Moses as a type of Christ, may we grow in our understanding of your redemptive plan and the incredible love you have demonstrated through Jesus. Open our hearts to receive the lessons you have for us, that we may be transformed into his likeness. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today,